He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the post-holiday three-day weekend edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, it's official. The Fed has repealed Newton's law of gravity. I got to give Paul credit for that line. But I think it's true. Look at this. The Dow futures up 383 points again today. 26,142 is the indication right now of where we'll open on the Dow in just 23 minutes. The S&P futures right now are up 40 points. 3,169. Many people had a target price for this year on the S&P 500, including myself, of 3,200. Well, we're almost there. 3,169 is where we could open here. 1.3% to the upside. That's what the futures are indicating on the S&P. And over at the NASDAQ, wow, 10,485. Futures up 130. That's a 1.3% gain indicated at the open of the market today. Russell 2000 futures small cap up 2.2%. 2.2%, strongest of all of the major indexes. Crude oil down a nickel, $40.60 per barrel, but above 40. Gold up $5, $1,795. We're closing in on $1,800 there in the gold market. Silver up 31 cents, $1,863, headed towards $19 per ounce. And the bond market today, quiet. Well, actually up 4 basis points, 0.70. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. Lots of fireworks here in our neck of the woods. Mount Pleasant, Charleston, South Carolina. As I looked out on the horizon, everywhere you look, mostly from homes, although our little neighbor had a very impressive fireworks display just about a block from where we live. So we had a bird's eye view of that. And a lot of festivities over the weekend. We're going to start with a lot of festivities here in the market today. We're going to pick up right where we left off on Friday. Dow futures right now up 370. NASDAQ futures right now up 120. Can you believe the NASDAQ? It closed at 10,000 for the first time here recently. And now we're looking at an indicated open somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,465. 10,465. And, of course, last week we ended the day on an up note, but we did have some selling off late in the day as a big delay in the Moderna vaccine trial. The market continues to take somewhat of a cue from how the vaccine is going, progress with the different vaccine makers. Pfizer entered into the race early in the week with a bang, and that's all lifted hope for a vaccine that would be a game changer, obviously. In the meantime, the cases of coronavirus continue to grow. But it seems like the deaths have fallen dramatically. The death rate has fallen dramatically of the coronavirus. We had Tesla ending the day on Friday. And I'm just looking at the futures today. Tesla's going to be way up again today. Can you imagine, who's this short seller? Einhorn, David Einhorn, Greenlight Capital. He's made some of the worst calls I've ever seen Yeah, he's a billionaire himself. Well, okay, you know, he had a good run somewhere along the way, but he's been clobbered in some of the positions that he's taken. Shorting a stock in a market like this, especially a stock like Tesla, I don't know, doesn't seem very wise to me. And, of course, Elon Musk now taunting those short sellers, selling short shorts, red silky short shorts on his website. Good old Elon, the promoter of promoters. NASDAQ closes at a record high on Friday. Of course, or on Thursday. Hey, it was Thursday. That's the last day we were here together. I forgot. We had Friday off, but 10,000. Now we're going to be up around 10,465. Risk on yesterday, last night in Asia shares. Bullish words from President Xi of China. Asia shares soared to begin the post-Independence Day weekend. And that sending U.S. equity futures higher. I know China had some pretty good news, if you can believe the numbers on their economy and manufacturing picking up, their economy picking up. Very bullish words from President Xi about their stock market, and that is spilling over to our markets today. Stocks across the globe begin the week with solid gains. New York City is entering Phase 3, reopening today, but without indoor dining. So you can dine out on the patio under an umbrella, but as far as going into the dining room itself, still not allowed in New York, but Phase 3 opening, reopening today. European stocks follow Asia higher. Good news out of Germany. They are coming back. From, you know, they don't seem to be having the spike in Germany as they reopen their economy. Of course, they're about a month ahead of us, but I don't know. Maybe they're doing something different over there. Maybe they're masking more than we are. I don't know, but Germany seems to be reopening without the same issues we're having here in the U.S. Global markets overnight, Japan up 1.8%, Hong Kong up 3.8%. Listen to this. China overnight, 5.7%. 5.7%. Chinese stocks on fire, like Chinese firecrackers. Trump signs bill extending PPP program. That was expected. That's the Paycheck Protection Program. Your paycheck is protected. At least for now, he approved the extension on Wednesday following the Senate's approval. Well, we're now in quarter three of 2020. That's right, Q3, we're 6 days into it. But we've still got to face the grim numbers from Q2. Earnings season will begin in earnest next week. The bank stocks will start reporting. We're expecting a 43.5% drop in earnings versus the same quarter last year. Where will GDP come in at? Well, right now the Atlanta Fed expects a drop of 35.2%. GDP contraction in Q2. And I don't know when the last time that happened. I don't know if it got that bad during the financial crisis. Yeah, maybe it did. Maybe the worst quarter was down about 35 or 40%, something like that. But right now the Atlanta Fed expecting a GDP drop of 35.2. Well, that's come up a little bit. We were expecting 39.8. So expectations have improved a little. And look at this. The Oracle of Omaha has finally found a stock to buy. Well, he didn't get it from my app, that's for sure. He didn't get it from my newsletter, that's for sure. He's got his own proprietary methodology of valuing stocks. And when we come back, we'll take a look at his latest buy. Just how exciting is it? How has this stock done? Where is it ranked in my own system? What kind of returns has it delivered over the years? The wizard, the oracle, finally steps forward to make a buy. buying, I think, the whole company. The whole company. Well, GDP is expected to grow in the second half of this year by 12.4%. The CBO sees, that's the Congressional Budget Office, they see GDP recovering to pre-pandemic levels. Remember February of this year when the economy was smoking? Well, they don't expect that level again until mid-2022, midway through 2022. And in fact, I have my own estimates out there on the in the newsletter for earnings, S&P 5 earnings for 2022. This is Bill Gunderson. There's a lot of news here as we open up a new week. It's official. The Fed has repealed the law of gravity. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're set to open here with a bang in about 9 minutes. Well, more trouble for Huawei. Country by country, I think a lot of coercion being placed on these countries by the U.S. not to do business with Huawei, a very suspicious company out of China. Very much involved in 5G. Now the UK, which was going to go with Huawei, has backed down. The British government is drawing up plans to strip Huawei gear from its 5G network by the end of the year. Well, this has always been, well, the US has been on a global campaign now for over a year to convince nations to block Huawei from their 5G networks. So far, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, now the UK have followed suit. This is usually, now we'll see, this is usually good news for both Nokia and Ericsson, which are Scandinavian companies. Boeing faces its next test now. Let's take a look. I got to believe that the Boeing futures are up today with the rest of the market. Boeing has... We'll follow up on last week's formal certification flight test. The next challenge is for bringing this 737 MAX jets back into service is slated to play out early as this week. It's called an operational readiness review. It's among a series of test flights to feature federal pilots along with global airline crews intended to vet changes to the fleet's flight control system. Hopefully, now here, we've heard this before, but hopefully, if all goes well, the FAA order grounding the planes is expected to be lifted in September. Well, you know, planes aren't in demand as much as they were because of COVID and travel restrictions and people afraid to fly. It's a whole different world out there in the airline industry, but at least Boeing continues to move forward, hopefully towards a September back in the air order or back okay from the FDA. Well, you know, the days of political correctness are here. Boeing's top spokesperson, sorry about that, you just got me, resigns over a 1987 article. 1987, where were you in 1987? Wrote an article 34 years ago on women in combat. He said that an article he wrote arguing that women should not serve in combat. He had to resign his position as the spokesperson for Boeing over that article. Agree or disagree? COVID-19 cases continue climbing in Florida and in Texas. I'm going to predict they're going to see a huge spike in the UK because the bars, pubs open again, once again in the UK. During the past week, Florida 190,000 new cases. Texas, 186,000. That's surpassed New Jersey, 172,000, which had been the third most affected state in cumulative numbers of COVID. You know, Florida and Texas originally kind of dodged a bullet there and were faring much, much better than the rest of the country. But now they've kind of caught up. It seems like everybody's got to go through this. There's no avoiding it at some point or another. Spain put a farming region with more than 200,000 residents under stay-at-home orders after a virus outbreak. Now we've got 526,000 people, half a million people, have died from the virus, 129,000 of them in the U.S. Texas governor issues statewide order to wear mask. Okay, how's that going over in Texas? We are not under such an order here in South Carolina, although many are wearing masks. Some towns it is mandatory here, depends on the city. He's leaving it up, our governor, to each mayor and town council to determine, and the people, hopefully, to determine whether it's mandatory or not. But Texas governor, he was a proponent of relative early reopening of his state's economy. He's now issued an executive order for Texas to wear masks in public spaces. That comes alongside skyrocketing COVID-19 case numbers in the states. Got to cover your nose and your mouth. Germany leads pandemic recovery. Well, this is, you know what, this is a bright spot here, finally. J.P. Morgan says while the trade-off between virus containment and near-term growth is present everywhere, of course, that's the balance that you got to weigh. Keeping the economy shut down, people suffering, or opening the economy back up and going through the pains like we are doing now. That's the debate that continues to go on. However, in the euro area, Germany seems to be coming back rather strong and not having those big spikes in the COVID right now. Germany leads pandemic recovery in Europe. And I did notice a chart of the European market over the weekend, kind of in a sideways trend right now, but looking like it might be on the verge of breaking out to the upside. I can tell you that the emerging market ETF that I follow, VWO, you can take a look at that. It broke out last Friday. It's heavily weighted towards China, and I got to believe with the action in China overnight, you're going to continue to see the emerging markets, which have now entered back into the top 10. I think it's ranked number 4 or 5 right now in my out of my 33 different asset classes. Emerging markets breaking out to new highs, along with the NASDAQ, along with Tesla, along with Shopify, along with Amazon, other global leaders. Emerging markets are back with a vengeance, and China broke out. They kind of go hand in hand. As the emerging markets go, so goes China. It's really the other way around. As China goes, so goes the emerging markets. But if you get a chance, take a look at a one-year chart, VWO, and you can also look at China, which is FXI. Gilead's remdesivir okayed in Europe for COVID-19. Gilead's remdesivir okayed in India for COVID-19. And in the meantime, ex-FDA head Scott Gottlieb is urging the U.S. to build up COVID antibody reserves. So if you had it, you can give some blood, build up that antibody reserve. You know, and they're also, I know, looking for people. They're going to church, anything they can, anywhere they can find people that want to undergo the vaccine trials. Yeah, I can see how it's hard to get people to sign up for that one. But that's part of the process of trying to get this vaccine, which would be a game changer. When we come back, the markets will be open. I'm open for business. I'm raring to go this week. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Markets are now open for business. Dow up 353, 26,182. S&P up 43. NASDAQ up 154 points, 10,361. That is how we're going to start a new week. Where do we go from here? Well, I addressed that in my newsletter over the weekend at GundersonCapital.com, where I give people two free weeks of my client newsletter and live trading newsletter. And I updated my earnings estimates for next year, 2021, 2022, and revisited my own target prices for the markets. As we sit here right now, and I look at what others are saying about the market, J.P. Morgan analyst Nicholas Panagurtskalu, wow, articulates the bull case for stocks. Okay, this is coming from J.P. Morgan. Remember, they're the ones that say Tesla's worth $250. It's $1,250 right now. But this guy's a different analyst, and he's talking about the macro picture. He says the amount of money creation so far in the pandemic crisis is similar to what we saw during the financial crisis of 2008-2009. But it has occurred much more quickly in only a few months. Boy, howdy. I'll say that as policymakers responded more aggressively to the impact of the pandemic. I don't think you can really complain about Jerome Powell and what he's done. He has really fired and warned that there's more to come. Don't you dare short this market. And since debt creation and QE will continue to be stronger than normal until 2021, we believe, this is J.P. Morgan, we believe that the total money or liquidity creation could exceed $15 trillion or more globally by the middle of 2021. So what does that mean for stocks? All of this bodes well for stocks. As a result, cash holdings in global non-bank investors' portfolios, this is Schwab, this is Ameritrade, this is E-Trade, this is Robinhood, Interactive Brokers, etc. These holdings grew sharply in March. They remain well above pre-pandemic levels, even despite the nearly 40% rise in global equities. How would you like to be, and I know a lot of people, in fact, I've read a statistic that one-third of people over 60 have been in cash during this entire 40% run in the market. Well, they weren't getting my newsletter. They weren't reading my articles out there on Seeking Alpha, where I put my neck on the line and said, you know what? A new bull market is being formed. The bottom has been put in. What are you waiting for? This was way back in March of this year. So had they listened to me, doggone it, they could have made some money. But instead, up to one-third of investors over 60 have completely missed this run in the market. Kanye West announces a 2020 presidential run on Twitter. Okay. And he gets his first endorsement from Elon Musk. And guess what? Gap Stores is gapping up today. Why? Gap recently signed on Kanye for a new line of clothing over there at the Gap Stores. Major League Baseball cancels All-Star Game. First time since 1945. First time since World War II. Imagine the coronavirus having as much impact on our baseball season as World War II. No All-Star game next year, or 2022, the game will go to Los Angeles. I've been to one All-Star game in my life. We went to San Diego when it was in San Diego about 2 or 3 years ago. Quite a spectacle. I thoroughly enjoyed going to my first All-Star, my one and only probably All-Star game that I attended. Next year, the game will be in Atlanta. That's a nice little field. We went over and watched my former team, the San Diego Padres, play Atlanta last year. And don't know if they'll be playing in Atlanta this year. We'll see. I talked to a representative of our school district last night about what are the plans for reopening the schools in late August and September. Her comment was it will almost surely be online school around here. Zoom video over on the other side of the country partners with the Los Angeles School District. The Los Angeles Unified School District selects Zoom video for its virtual classroom collaborations. Now, how many kids does every kid have internet and a computer at home? I guess so. I don't know. I'm just asking. The agreement provides unlimited virtual classroom access to nearly 30,000 educators and more than 60,000 students. That's the Los Angeles Unified School District. I know a lot of people around here are looking at homeschooling right now. It's still up in the air. I know Dr. Fauci, he is for opening the schools back up. The statistics on children getting COVID, very, very low, extremely low. But it will go school district by school district. Now, in New York, their Department of Education banned the use of Zoom in classrooms due to security concerns. The decision was reversed a month later after Zoom addressed those concerns. So Zoom continues to be a monster stock. ZM, who would have ever guessed it, that we'd be living in a world run by Zoom these days? Tesla gets another price target hike. Ugh, how would you like to be David Einhorn? Ugh, green light capital. That's a big red light for him on his returns this year. Look at that stock, would you? It broke through 1,000 with a vengeance 4 days ago. I think it was last Wednesday. And then it broke out, last Tuesday. Then it broke out again on Wednesday. And then it bolted higher on Thursday when they came in with stronger than expected deliveries. What was it, 92,000 cars? And here we go again today, $1,277 per share, up $69, 5.6% after JMP hikes its price target to $1,500. Tesla is now a $250 billion company. That's right, almost. $224 billion. A little Ford Motor Company, $24 billion. $24 billion versus Tesla's $224 billion. It's now $200 billion bigger than Ford. Oh, and those new trucks coming along from Nikola, what are they called? The Wolverine? No, starts with, I can't think of the name right now. Badger, that's it. Nikola has sold out its package for deposits. This is just a deposit. This truck is 2 years off on its upcoming Badger pickup. The automaker began taking deposits on its electric or hydrogen fuel cell pickup, or both. You can get both. The Badger is set to be unveiled. We're not even going to know what it looks like until December. They don't even have a prototype truck, and yet deposits for the new pickup have sold out. Well, that gives Nikola a nice influx of capital and cash. Maybe they can build a prototype with that money. Spotify. This is another monster. Wow, we live in a different world these days. Spotify Who did they sign? They got Joe Rogan, big contract. They're going kind of the repeat of what XM Satellite did and Sirius Satellite, which didn't really ever turn out all that well. But now you've got Spotify turning into a monster here. It's now a $50 billion company as they get a target price hike. So you can listen to Kardashian, Kim Kardashian's podcast. I can hardly wait. Chapter 11 bankruptcies increased 26% in the first half of 2020. Among them, JCPenney, Hertz, Chesapeake Energy, Quorum Healthcare, Pier 1 Imports, Frontier Communications, 24-Hour Fitness, J. Crew, and don't forget Chuck E. Cheese. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, the market is lit up. Dow up 409 right now. 26,236. NASDAQ now up 162. 10,369. Many of the usual suspects leading the way here. And I could feature any number of stocks here today as our featured stock of the day, but I'm going to feature a low-price stock. You know, I would say this. Nowadays, you can buy slices of stocks, right? They're selling pizza by the slice over at Fidelity and Schwab. I'm sure it's just a matter of time before Ameritrade joins in. Now, I'm not sure. I haven't really looked into it. I don't know what slice you can buy of, say, Amazon, which is now trading at almost 3,000. Amazon is closing in on 3,000. It's 29.44. I don't know if you can buy a tenth of a slice, a hundredth of a slice. Paul, that's your assignment there. I want you to look into Fidelity or Schwab and what's the minimum slice. How do they slice these pizzas up? Okay. How do they slice up Shopify? How do they slice up Amazon? But somebody could put together, and you know, it's changed things for me here. I have people now giving me less than $100,000, way less, and saying, I want your ultra growth portfolio, which is up 30% so far this year. Market's down 2. The ultra growth buy and hold portfolio is up over 30%. It's up 75% since I started it 18, 19 months ago. But now, without any trading fees involved, that used to be a big deterrent, that $7.95 or whatever, $6.95. I can't even remember. It's been so long ago. Now there's no fees, right? And if you can do the slices, I mean, people have said, how come you don't start an ETF? I don't need to. I can create an ETF for you with today's no trading cost. And, of course, it's an actively managed ETF. It's a living, breathing ETF. And it's not one size fits all either. So it's certainly changed the times. But I am going to feature a low price stock here. I think Nokia is going to continue to be a beneficiary of Huawei's ways, bad ways. And in fact, I picked Nokia because as I look at the chart of Nokia today, which is $4.65, Nokia is breaking out to a new 52-week high. Now, Nokia has quite a history. I mean, you go back to the days We went through the computer revolution in the late 90s and then became the phone. Then came along the phone revolution led by a guy named Steve Jobs, who decided to put everything you can possibly put in one handheld device, which was a great idea. It's all there. Your calendar, your voice memos, your email, your compass, your flashlight. I mean, just about everything you want. Don't forget Best Stocks Now app. That's an essential app to download onto your iPhone or your Android device. And now Nokia was a major player back in the day. Motorola was a major player back in the day. Ericsson was a major player until Apple just pretty much, Apple and Samsung pretty much came to the fore and dominate the iPhone market. I don't even know that Nokia, well, BlackBerry was a major player too back then, don't forget. Well, times have changed. Nokia has barely survived. This Finnish company, I think it's a third of the economy or a half of the economy of Finland, Nokia is. It's now a $26 billion company, and it's got new life. 5G has given Nokia new life. And I guess we're not as afraid of the Finns spying on us as we are of the Chinese with their Huawei device. Lord knows what's in those chips. We seem to trust Nokia's chips and Ericsson, which is a Swedish company. I could also feature, I'll bet anything Ericsson's breaking out today too. Not quite. It's breaking out almost. It's within 10 cents of a new 52-week high. I'll play them both. I'll make them both my featured stocks of the day. Ericsson and Nokia as another major country, the UK. Japan was a recent one saying no to Huawei. The U.S. has said no to Huawei. And, of course, Ericsson has also said no to, or the U.K. has said no to Huawei. And that's good news for both Nokia and OK and Eric. E-R-I-C. One is a Swedish company. The other is a Finnish company. And we'll finish the show on that note. The newsletter went out. The live trading newsletter, the buy and hold portfolios are just clobbering the S&P 500. I was all in when everybody said to get all out. And we've done very, very well, not only with our timing of the market and the macro picture, but being in the right places at the right time, right? In the right stocks at the right time. The stock picking this year and last year have been pretty sensational here at Gunderson Capital. I'm ranked number 100 today, number 100 out of about 7,400 different writers on Seeking Alpha. And I think a lot of those ahead of me are pretty static. They haven't written articles in a long time. They're living off their old laurels. As I continue to race up the ladder, I told you I want to be number one. I'm at number 100 right now out of 7,400. You can see what I own right now and what I bought last week and what I sold last week with my newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Everybody seems to be playing the market these days. I talked to some people last night. They're playing the market. They shouldn't be playing the market, but they're playing the market. The heck? Buying the casinos and the, you know, the gambling stocks and all this stuff that probably not real sustainable, but that's whatever. You get my newsletter by going to GundersonCapital.com. But if you'd like for us to engineer and lay out the blueprint and lay out a course, a plan. Failing to plan is planning to fail, as they say. Give us a call at Gunderson Capital. Our goal is to get you there as quickly as possible and do our best to protect you when bad times come along, because you can't always have your offense on the field. But we've got it on the field right now. This is Bill Gunderson. Been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Call us at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.